on us.
Oh, and we got bad reviews. It's because we don't care about people.
Yeah, we don't care.
We don't care because we didn't do a podcast for 6 weeks. So there you go. That's really not caring.
We have lives.
Yeah, it's called Realize People. It means step away from the computer and go out and talk to somebody, even if it's your bagger at the grocery store.
Well, now, wait a minute. Big Fatty does a show every day. Are you saying he doesn't have a life?
We know he doesn't have a life.
Oh, right. Good point.
No, he does have a life.
Yeah, he's probably banging Westone right now.
He's got. Oh my god, I don't want to. He has a life unlike any I know.
That's true. He does.
His life is
like nothing I've ever seen.
It's the life that should not be spoken.
Oh, then let's not. Moving on.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's the life that should not be spoken.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 346 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 2th. I say the 2th of June, 2009. Coming out on today's show, y'all, Big Fatty has a little list here, and he's going to look at a few e-letters also. Yeah. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, before Big Fatty gets into this, I got to tell you, Monday was our first day at the coal mine of working the 10-hour day. Y'all, it sucks. I mean, yeah, it'll be nice to have Friday off, but y'all, it sucks. Ugh. I mean, Big Fatty's alarm went off at 5:40. This morning, because y'all, Big Fatty has a routine, a morning routine, and he has to do his morning routine. We have to have the coffee, and we have to read the newspaper, and we have to have some kind of something in the gullet so that we do not get the coffee stomach. So, y'all, it just it's not good. Now, the good thing is that the local news that I have on the TV, it comes on at 5 a.m. So, by the way, they're showing that Susan, hard-boiled, idiot on the TV. Y'all, evidently she had a breakdown because she lost. And she lost to the break dancers or something like that. I don't know. But, I sing the song of being fat. Anyway, Big Fatty was, actually, she's not really an idiot. She's just way over her head. Big Fatty did not like being there at 7 o'clock this morning. And, you know, stay until 6 this evening, that wasn't so bad. But that sucks in the morning. Ugh. Big Fatty, you're not very happy, are you? And no, Big Fatty, you are not very happy. And y'all, the good thing is that today, Tuesday, is Friday for Big Fatty because Larry Cly and I will be departing for the Horlandos for the Gay Days. Y'all, speaking of that, wait a minute. Let me find my folder here. It's right here. Oh, I'm in my brand new chair, y'all. Big Fatty, they have a yard sale here at the coal mine once a year where they get rid of different stuff and all. And y'all, Big Fatty bought like a conference room chair. It's padded and it goes up and down and has 5 legs so, you know, it can support. And it's got the wheels. And y'all, it's just fabulous. And it sits me higher at the hoist here in the podcasting studio. Y'all, it was $10. $10! $10, $10. And that was it. Y'all, Big Fatty has, Big Fatty is renewing the anal pass at the Disney World. And y'all, if any of you are interested in getting a Disney World anal pass, Big Fatty has a card. They sent Big Fatty a card that if you use this before July the 31st, you can give these cards out to friends, and if they use them before July 31st, then they get a 10% discount on the price of an anal pass. So y'all, if you are so inclined and would like like to get one of these cards Big Fatty has, just let me know and I'll send it to you. It's no big deal. I'm going to take them with me down to the gay days just in case there's somebody down there who wants one. So, anyway. But did I finish talking about getting up in the morning? I think I did. So, y'all, I meant to mention this on yesterday's show, but y'all, on Monday, June the 1st, that was, June the 1st, Big Fatty started his 20th year in his current job at the coal mine. Now, I've been at the coal mine, working at the coal mine since September the 10th, 1980, but it's been my 20th year in this particular job. As Mr. Larry H. Vader says, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
He says, Brick Party, that's 21 years too long. So, you know, he gets the finger. And y'all, my friend Scott, yes, that's right. Not only does the Sea Hag have a friend, Scott...
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
But Big Fatty has a friend, Scott, as well, and my friend Scott says that, Break Party, all you do is throw shit together, and he's pretty much right. But anyway, y'all, speaking of the Sea Hag, did you listen to the Monday show over there from the Woodland Hills? Y'all, she is all but giving us the coordinates of the Sea Hag estate. She's right on the line of the White Trash area and the Woodland Hills, and y'all, I'm sure that Kim Beaver is honing in with the goggle maps, you know, goggle Earth, and she's going to zoom in from space and get pictures of the Sea Hag, you know, out for a little walk or something. You'll be able to see her. Lord knows she's visible by the naked eye from the moon. But but y'all, the Sea Hag, she is blatantly stealing. You know, the Sea Hag little introduction that Big Fatty plays here, y'all, she's blatantly stolen it and tried to recreate it on her show. And y'all, it was so bad, I'm not going to even play it here. It was a travesty. Y'all, it was just a travesty. Now, I mentioned that, that June the 1st was my, the start of my 20th, year in my current job here at the coal mine. And y'all, I was going around telling everybody in the office, today is Big Fatty starts his 20th year here in this job in the coal mine. And I told the mother, and I told the orange hat, and I told Mr. Vader. And y'all, I went to tell Larry Cly, and I said, Larry Cly, today is the... June the 1st is the 20th day anniversary of Big Fatty having this job. And he went, day? That explains a lot. Y'all, poor Big Fatty, he gets confused. So it wasn't my 20th day on the job. It was the start of my 20th year. Oh, poor Big Fatty. Y'all, I want to talk a little bit about some things that Big Fatty has in the mailbox. You know, I read the Ask Big Fatty question from Casey out there in the Denvers. And y'all, what I failed to mention, because I ran out of time, is that Casey sent me a picture of his penis. And y'all, it is standing up just beautiful. And Casey, I'm guessing that's your penis. If not, I want to meet the person who's attached to that penis, because it's beautiful. And y'all, you're all welcome. No, I shouldn't say you're all. The Sea Hag is not welcome to send me a picture of his penis. But, y'all, I feel kind of safe because I don't think he could get down there and take a picture of his penis. Y'all, there's just so much fat, you know, that there's just no way. But anyway, those of you who have nice penises, please feel free to send Big Fatty a picture of those. And y'all, I every once in a while will go to the special folder and touch myself inappropriately for that. But I didn't mean to close that anyway. But so Casey, thank you very much for that little bit of inappropriate touching stuff. And y'all, I've told you about Brian from Boston. Y'all, there was some somebody sent me something that I couldn't watch. It was a picture or something. It was the Bud Light Stranger thing. Bud Light Stranger. No, I can't watch those WMVs. I think that's a Winder thing, but you know, I probably can at the coal mine, but I never remember to do it there. But y'all, Stephen the Uck sent me some cartoons, and they were fabulous, y'all. There was a picture of all these big fat butts. It reminded me of a sea hag. All these big fat butts lined up, and it was at like at, across the top, the banner, the headline of the while you were out, you know, message pad, telephone message pad. Instead of saying while you're out, it says guess which asshole called, and it was fabulous, y'all. And then there's another picture of these two women. They are playing solitaire on their desks, and their computers are sitting right there. And the one of the women is saying, "Our computers are down, so we're having to do everything manually." So y'all, because they play solitaire, get it? Okay, never mind. All right, and that was from the Six Chicks cartoon. I don't know. Thank you, Stephen the Uck. And y'all, that Daniel Beaver has been in touch with me also, and y'all, Straight Bob sent me some kind of video of some kind of music he was looking at or listening to. It's a video, and I don't know how to say it, but y'all, he was looking at it as he was going to bed, and I think he was going to go to bed and touch himself inappropriately. And he just doesn't understand why Big Fatty doesn't have a real boyfriend. I said, I do have a real boyfriend. I prefer the straight ones. So, anyway. Daniel Beaver, I don't think there was anything. Oh, no, he did ask me that when I post pictures of Miss West's hoot nanny here in Charleston to please do some airbrushing. Now, y'all, airbrushing Daniel Beaver, that really requires, you know, what are those things? The compressed air. Y'all, it would take so much compressed air to airbrush Daniel Beaver that it's just not worth it. And I mean, Kim Brewer can't even do anything about it. So that's it. And y'all, did you know, did I tell you that Trucker Alex and Big Ol' Bob, I mean Bob, his other half, they live across the street from Daniel Beaver, just a less than a quarter of a mile. And they'd never met. They had to come to Charleston to meet each other. Now, y'all, Larry Kloss sent me something this afternoon at the coal mine, and it is very important. And y'all, evidently, the Quiz Program Network is having this is a big weekend for the award shows, y'all. And on the 6th, that is Saturday. Now, Big Fatty will be down at the Gay Days then. But on the 6th, the Quiz Program Network is going to have the Quiz Program Awards, and they'll be shown at 8 p.m. Eastern, and the categories run the gambit, no, excuse me, not the gambit, because that was a show, the gamut, from the usual suspects to the silly and fun. Some of the categories are admittedly on the lame side, like favorite prize, and stuff like that. But y'all, I thought I'd just read you what some of the categories are, and you can go just goggle game shows or something like that, or quiz programs. But anyway, the Big Fatty for the best game show you can choose are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, Cash Cab, Deal or No Deal, Don't Forget the Lyrics, Family Feud, Jeopardy, Million Dollar Password. By the way, y'all, the Millionaire Password is back on this summer. The first week, 2 weeks ago, they had a repeat, but on Sunday night they had a new one, and it had that Norm MacDonald and that Jamie Kennedy on there. But they're not going to be on this coming Sunday because they've got that Doogie Howser, Neil Patrick Harris, doing those Tony Awards. That's this Sunday. That's why I said it's a big awards weekend. But anyway, Million Dollar Password, The Price is Right, Wheel of Fortune, or Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Big Fatty voted for The Price is Right because, y'all, it's a classic. It's a classic. And then you can vote for the best game show host. You can vote on the best reality quiz program, the favorite classic game show. Now, y'all, I'm just going to read these classics, and y'all, I'm going to tell you what's leading right now on the classics. They have Concentration, The Joker's Wild, Hollywood Squares, Let's Make a Deal, Match Game, Name That Tune, Press Your Luck, Pyramid, Tic Tac Doe, or What's My Line, and y'all, Match Game is winning. Favorite dating or relationship show, favorite celebrity player, y'all, that Neil Patrick Harris on the Millionaire Password is one of the celebrity players that is listed there, but Miss Betty White on the Millionaire Password is winning that one by hands down, 48%, y'all, hands down. Well, y'all, she's the next to go. You know, she's just the next to go. Although, we did hear that Rue McClanahan is doing a one-woman show now, or soon will be, and y'all, that's what killed that B. Arthur, was that one-woman show. Favorite celebrity team, best announcer, smartest game show contestant. Oh, I don't know there was one. Favorite quiz program catchphrase. Y'all, would you like to know what the catchphrases are? Circle gets the square, come on down, deal or no deal. I can name that tune in blank notes. I'd like to buy a vowel. Is that your final answer? Big nunny, big money, no whammy. Survey says you are the weakest link. Goodbye. Will the real Vera Charles please stand up? Favorite Price is Right pricing game. Y'all, I do believe without a doubt that you would know what Big Fatty's favorite pricing game on the Price is Right would be. Now, y'all, I'm not going to give you any hints or anything as to what it would be, but I think you'll probably be able to figure it out. And if not, you know, then, you know, you don't know Big Fatty as well as you probably should. The most outrageous quiz program contestant. Let's see. Funniest quiz program moment. Favorite game show theme song. Oh, y'all, that one's right up Big Fatty's alley there. Speaking of that, Big Fatty has a gentleman caller already lined up for Wednesday during the day. It's a regular down there in the Orlando area. And no, it's not the one that sold Big Fatty the ice cream bar or whatever. Favorite prize, favorite parting gift. Y'all, would you like to guess what the parting gifts are? Home version of the game, the Jiffy Pop popcorn, the Lee Press-On Nails, the Mr. Coffee, the Rice-A-Roni, the Ronco Chop-O-Matic, a set of Ginzu knives, a supply of dentine gum, a Timex watch, or the turtle wax. Y'all, I would have to go with either the Rice-A-Roni or the turtle wax. Favorite board or box game turned into a game show. Favorite online game and the favorite interactive DVD version of the game. So, anyway, y'all, if you don't have anything recording on Saturday night at 8 o'clock Eastern, you might want to go over there to the Quiz Program Network and put that into your TiVo, y'all. So that looks like it's going to be pretty good. It's just, but, you know, Big Fatty will not be able to watch that. Now, y'all, over at the BFO, Big Fatty has added a link for the Gay Days, and it is over there under the Fat... Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, it's under the Fat Favorites, and I put it at the very top of the Fat Favorites, so you can just go over to the BFO and click on Gay Days, and it's right up there at the top, and you can just keep up on all the pictures and things that are being posted over there. Big Fatty's put a few things over there, y'all, so you might want to go over there and check that out. Now, y'all, mark your calendars, because tomorrow, the 3rd of June, Wednesday, you can get a free root beer float at the Sonics. And, y'all, I don't know if you have a Sonic near you, but you can get a free root beer float. And, y'all, the other thing I want to mention is the Daily Mic seems to be dead. And as with most people, when they talk about the Daily Mic...
It's the life that should not be spoken.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! Yeah.
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.